Hi, everybody, and welcome back to episode 28 of Too Much THC.
We're so glad you're here.
We're so happy to have you here today, smoking with us, hopefully.
Fingers crossed for your sake.
We're still, like, smoking the same ounce that we've smoked the past
really
2 weeks.
We're doing really good.
Yeah, we haven't smoked that much,
it's
really.
It's because we're busy bees.
Oh, my God. We've been working so much.
And we were taking way smaller bowls. Our bowl piece used to be so huge.
It was
huge.
And we would fill
and
it to, like,
the
brim.
And we would fill it to
the
brim because we would get used to three quarters.
Yeah.
It was insane.
And we would rip the whole thing. So, anyways, we're still smoking, what's this called? Lemon Skunk.
And we still love her, honestly. I'm not even upset about it.
Yeah, I was pretty upset last time when we were smoking the same stuff for a really long time. I was getting sick of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it was making me so tired.
It dragged me down.
Yeah. Anyways, if you're new here, my name is Megan.
How are ya?
This is Maddie. We like to smoke weed and we like to talk. So we thought, why not make a podcast where we do both?
We were the best friends who said it and we did it.
We did. Yeah. We actually did it. We talked about
Thank
it
God.
For a really long time before we ever did it.
Years.
So other exciting news, we got another bong.
Yeah, another new one.
Yes.
New baddie. Because
we
have some bad news. The purple.
Priscilla.
Sorry, she's a little dirty, aren't we all? You know, we thought that it was going to be one of those ones where the color didn't come off, but it turns out she is. We still love her, though.
I was washing it, and I'm like, why are there wet leaves all over my hands? And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's pieces of, like, the film or whatever.
But she was beautiful while she was.
She's still a perfect travel-sized bong.
Yeah.
We needed one of those because it was really
and
hard to
like
lug.
It's like if we were to break her by accident while traveling, it's not the worst.
No.
I need to trim my bangs so bad. I need them.
They're poking right into your eyes, right?
Yeah, like I can't even see.
That would be, I feel like bangs.
I'm like a shaggy dog. They're perfect when they're cut because it's like your hair's never in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow.
But how long does that really last?
I don't know. It's growing pretty fast, like a couple weeks.
Oh. But at least you work at a hair salon.
Yeah.
It's easy for you.
I might grow them out
People
soon.
Who trim
who
them
knows?
Themselves. Well, honestly, if you trim them yourselves and you fuck up really bad, I guess they grow fast enough that it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah. And they're messy. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so our new bong is orange.
Yes.
It's a really funky looking, and I'm so mad because I thought of this name for this bong the mm-hmm. other day, but I forgot about it. But we can name it something else.
It itself looks like Garfield. I mean, I don't want to name it Garfield, but
it
reminds
look...
me of Garfield.
I thought it was cuter than that.
No, because it looks like it has, like, little paw.
Oh, it does look like a little paw. It has
like
this, like,
paws.
Flower-shaped bottom.
I think it looks like a boy.
There is a problem with this bong. The mouth, like, what? Where you put your mouth when you're, like, inhaling,
mm-hmm.
it's way too big.
Too big.
We've gotten used to it, but...
She's still nice. He's still nice.
He's still nice. We decided it's a boy because all of our other bongs have been girls.
Yeah.
And we just thought it gave off more masculine energy.
Yeah.
But still femme energy.
Yeah.
She, he. I don't know. We'll have to sit on it.
We can
name
it
at the end. I should take a hit from it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with songs. And then today, we're talking all about snacks.
Again. And this time, we have a
but
rating
system.
This time,
system. We're going to be really going into it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the top. We Googled the top snacks. But we don't eat those snacks, so then we're also going to say our top snacks.
Yeah.
Make our own list. So, stick around. Anyway, I'll go first with the songs because you're taking a hit. So, we both listened to Kacey Musgraves' album. We got the Paramount free trial and watched the video. And we
It was so fun.
Fell in love, and we loved it, and we love her, and I love her. And so, we both got... our favorite Kacey Musgraves songs, but I'm going to start with my one not Kacey Musgraves song. It's Reckless by Madison Beer. Amadeus told me to listen to Madison Beer, but I put some of her songs on my work playlist. Of course, where else would I get new songs from? And it's really good. I kept, like, checking. I was like, what is this song?
Yeah.
And so, good job. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can go next. I'll say one okay. that isn't Casey Musgraves too, just because we have a lot of Casey Musgraves on here. Mm-hmm. So my friend Blair texted me the other day and was like, I really think you'll like this song. It's called Billion Dollar Bitch mm-hmm. by Young Baby Tate and Mia Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's a really good song. Yeah, I just feel like I'm at the club when I'm hearing it. So
I want to go to the club.
Yeah. It's a good party song.
Can you do our one this recommendation?
The what?
Our recommended song.
Oh, from Noah? You want me to do it?
We did get a song recommendation from our Insta story.
Well, my BFF, my love of my life, Noah, recommended Get Down by Still Woozy. Still Woozy? Woozy. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to listen to it. As soon as she
suggested it, I put it on the queue for work.
Yeah. Oh, and, so you listened to it. Is
yeah,
it good?
Because I like Still Woozy.
Mm.
I really like them. They got good vibe. Yeah. It's good. I really liked it. I added it to the playlist.
Okay, fun.
My work playlist, so.
Yeah.
Now everybody at the nail salon is going to be hearing it, Noah.
Respond to our Instagram story, guys.
Yeah, like, we really need with more songs.
Song suggestions. We have another one, too.
Without your song recommendations, our playlists are pretty skimpy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a recommendation from my friend Paige. We've brought her up before. Love that girl. She recommended Need Your Love by Tennis, and I also listened to that one, and it's very good as well. Also very vibey.
I've never heard of either of those bands either, mm-hmm. so like...
That's why I love this, because I get to know so many... Mm-hmm. Random.
Well, okay, all of our friends are coming through with like music suggestions this week, because my friend Amadeus, he actually did like an internship for Universal Music, mm-hmm. so he really knows his stuff. And they posted on their story, like all the time they post whatever song they're listening to, and I always listen to their opinion, because if they're mm-hmm. listening to a song, it's gonna be good. And it was Control, Alt, and Delete.
I listened to that one as well at work. I love her.
It's so She's good. So but good. How do you say her name? Reve?
I don't know.
It's R-E with like some kind of accent over the E and then V-E. But it's a great song.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Shall we discuss Casey?
Yeah.
Our top should. Casey songs?
Okay, you have to go see the like music video movie thing. Yeah. We also watched Billie Eilish's
free trial. Yeah, we did watch Billie Eilish's like that one Disney was really Plus good too. Concert thing. It was really good. Casey Musgraves was more of like a I assume I actually haven't seen Beyonce's like Lemonade or whatever, but I think that it's more similar to that. It's kind of like a movie. Uh-huh. Same with Melanie Martinez did it.
Oh, before. Yeah, we watched that one.
But Billie Eilish's was just, like, her singing.
It had an orchestra and stuff.
It was so good. She has such a good voice.
I think the reason why we like that so much, especially right now, is with COVID. Like,
yeah, it's you're nice.
Not able to really... We haven't been to a concert
but
in so
Casey,
long.
But Casey, like, her movie, whatever thing, it didn't really have, like... I don't know. It was
a
weird.
Story.
But
yeah.
She looked so good. Everyone
but it was
so
worth
good.
It, for the
it
looks.
Was beautiful, amazing. The songs were great.
Yeah, the story was the whole time we were like, wait, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
But we were entertained the whole time.
I
don't
loved
get me
it.
Wrong.
Anyway, my
Sirens.
First, my I don't have like a number one. These are all just like, these are my faves. There is a Light, that one. Mm-hmm. It's the one that has a flute, like, solo in the middle.
Oh, I like that one,
and
yeah.
that song, when that flute solo comes on, I'm like, yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, Casey. I love that one.
Yeah, that one is good.
I really do.
You posted that one on your story.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Keep Looking Up. That one
I, really
I have
did too.
Literally not stopped listening to.
There are so many. I have not stopped listening to the whole album. Like, I keep telling everyone to listen to it. I'm like, mm-hmm. everybody, please.
Simple Times, so Cherry Blossom.
Cherry Blossom. I have Cherry Blossom, too. I love, 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 love Cherry Blossom. I love the, like, sounds. Like, the... Is it Japanese?
I have no idea. I can't really hear
Tokyo.
It in my head right now.
But anyway, it sounds very traditional, like, music, and it's just really cool how she incorporated it in. I really like it. And then the one that I cannot stop playing to is Good Wife.
I love Good Wife.
Because she talks about packing him a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, Casey. You are a good wife.
There's one that I didn't really listen a lot to, Breadwinner. And then it is, like, the most popular one on TikTok.
Really?
It's all over TikTok.
I don't listen that one much
So
either.
Then I started listening to it more, and I'm like, yeah, it's good. I'm just shocked that that's the one hit on the algorithm.
I love Camera Roll, too.
Oh,
Obviously, I love them all.
It's, yeah, good, good.
We love you, Casey, if you're watching this. Please send us a grinder for free.
Mm-hmm. I actually have two more song suggestions.
Yes.
Gorilla and Sexy Villain by Remy Wolf.
I love her.
Good, good songs.
I love Remy.
I think
Remy.
They came out recently, but
nice.
They came up on just like my TikTok as an ad. And I was holy shit.
Fun
that's
fact,
good.
Selena Gomez like has like a Spanish EP or some shit.
That
I was just
dropped
looking her up because
already or
I was,
it's like
clean music
on the way.
Is out.
Oh, so. Okay, fun.
Go ahead, Selena.
Also, guys, I finished my Silent Patient book and I'm reading a new one. Mm-hmm. It's oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with me? It's called The Guest List. The Guest List.
Yes.
And it's like a dinner party murder mystery kind of deal.
I'm excited to read all the books that you've been suggesting.
Yeah, it's really good. So far, I'm still just at the beginning, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun because every chapter is a different person's point of view.
Oh, I love that.
So I really like it because you don't, there's still things you have to uncover. Because
it'll really keep you hooked.
Yeah, and it really has me confused because there's like differing opinions on people from, so one girl really hates the bride.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, they have a wedding on this mansion that's like on an island, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then a body turns up. I don't know whose body it is yet either.
Yeah.
But a lot of people hate the bride. But then I got to the bride's chapter and I really liked the bride. I'm like, holy fuck, I thought I was going to hate her, you know?
I love a book that gets you.
Yeah, so.
You can never guess what's going to happen next.
Also, Sex Education Season 3 just came out.
I'm excited
out,
to
and
watch
need
it.
To
also,
watch it.
A new season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine just came out on Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we need
I'm
to watch
like, wow.
that too.
We've been like kind of looking for something new to
yeah.
watch. So now we got new stuff to review,
because
we know you highly value our opinion. Highly.
I know you're waiting. Like, you guys don't start a show before you hear what we have to say about it.
We literally never talk about a show. We haven't in so long.
Yeah, they don't watch TV.
We
listen
yeah,
to music and read.
Listening. You're right. Okay, should we talk about some snacks?
Yeah, you're
Almost
right.
Halfway.
Oh my god.
Was worried we were not going to have enough to talk about. I said, girl, I could talk about food for probably 3 hours.
Yeah.
With you, at least.
We might go over.
Okay. So we have a list of the... So this is from like 2013. It's a Complex article. And it's the top 25 stoner, munchy food, whatever.
Which, you know, in 2013... Like, they had those articles,
oh,
you know, the cringy
yeah.
ass, like,
in honor of
we
420.
Read through it, like, just read it.
But we don't have to read all 25. We
no.
can read, see, Megan
Should
and
we
I
say
didn't really
categories?
Resonate with these snacks as much, you know, we kind of have our go-tos, so we're also gonna say our own.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we can rate them if we want, or we can, I don't know.
Let's do the rating system for all of them.
Okay.
So where are the categories?
For the rating?
Yeah.
I think we should do how messy it is. Because mm-hmm. that's a very, very, very important
mm-hmm.
thing because we are messy.
Yeah.
We spill a lot on our light colored couch. How many categories should we do? Like,
I thought you wrote them down.
Well, yeah, but I wrote down a bunch. Like, should we do like just like three?
Sure.
Three of them?
Four is...
Four? Okay. Yeah. We should do messiness, convenience.
Yeah.
How easy is it to get?
Make.
How easy is it to make?
Taste.
Taste. That's a big one. How good does it fucking taste?
Yeah.
Bonus points if it tastes good when you're sober. Like, if you eat
yeah.
it just as fucking, like crazy.
If you're not going to be like disgusted with yourself later. Yes. You know?
And the fourth one I think should be how disgusted with yourself are you going to be later?
Okay, yeah.
Or like how crappy are you going to feel after?
Yeah.
You know?
Are you going to be sick to your stomach because you ate the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Munchies snack mix.
Mm. Is that the one with like Sun Chips and Doritos and pretzels? Like it's got it all in there?
I think so. Kind of like a party mix.
Oh, that's easy as hell.
Yeah, I think that is, like, high up there. What should be out of on everything?
Five.
I think it's, like, pretty high up there on pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's 5 out of 5 for convenience. You can get it at a
convenience store, open late. It's not that messy.
Yeah.
You know, what? You just open the bag. Salt on your fingers, but it's in a bag.
And you don't need anything really close bag. You can just roll it up.
Crumbs are easy to vacuum up.
Don't eat it in bed, though.
You don't even have to make it. Don't eat in bed. Don't eat anything in bed.
Don't eat anything in bed.
It's easy to make because you don't have to make it.
Yeah.
And?
Oh.
What? The taste.
The taste? Yum.
Delicious.
I actually love Munchies. They had such a good idea when they made that, and they chose the best options.
They knew what it was called.
And when I was younger, I didn't appreciate the pretzels. And mm-mm. Now, I do.
I like.
I wish there were less, maybe.
Yeah.
But holy fuck, you need something to break it. But
the thing is, they're easy to avoid as well.
Break the cheese.
You can just like eat everything else and then save the pretzels and like eat some pretzels. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm. So good. Okay, the next one is half baked ice cream by Ben and Jerry's.
Now I say we can also just kind of generalize ice cream.
Ice cream. Like, is one of the easiest snacks ever.
But a pint of ice cream, like a little pint of ice cream?
Oh, we didn't rate how disgusted you would be with yourself.
Oh.
For the last one, I feel like Munchies are fine.
Not that disgusted because in my head, I'm like, pretzels are so healthy.
Yeah. Feel better with the pretzels.
And it's easy to keep eating them.
Half-baked ice cream. I actually feel like I wouldn't feel that bad because the carton containers are really small.
Yeah. No, you know? I think eating like a pint of ice cream is super... like, average amount of ice cream.
We need to be rating these. So, we haven't done any numbers at all.
Okay. But I don't want to get too specific, you know. Like, let's loosely, like...
You're right.
Well, or should we, like... Because
we can rate ours,
Fritos, I, like, say would, like, probably, like, 5 all around for Frito. Or for Munchies.
I was like, Fritos?
Where well, it's by Frito-Lay. That's what I was going to say, the Frito-Lay one.
5 all around, yeah.
Because, you know... But I, like, you know, I don't want to get too specific, like...
Ben & Jerry's is bad, though, for the price.
The price.
Half-baked
Should
ice
we
cream.
Include that in convenience?
Yeah. So, I'll do conveniences, like, 4.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that it melts. So, you can't take it anywhere with you.
I would say maybe even 3, because it's so expensive.
Yeah, and it melts.
And like, it's so much easier to buy a whole carton of ice cream for the same price, mm-hmm. if not... way cheaper.
Okay, 3 for convenience, 5 3. For taste.
5 for taste.
Holy fuck.
I would say, like, it's really not that messy because unless it's, like, melt.
I would
you
do 4.5 because it depends on what kind of person you are. As a messy person, I
But
could
that
drip
means,
a couple
like,
times.
No matter what you eat. But you're right. It has potential to drip.
Yeah.
So we could do 4. Sure. Because... potential drippage alert.
And how disgusted with yourself? Not that bad. It's just a small carton. But
maybe 4. Maybe like that was a lot of ice cream.
If you ate it all in one go.
A lot of people are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, you're
right.
Get the
one made with coconut. Whatever. 3.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. I fucking love a chocolate chip cookie.
Well, if they're talking homemade ones. Okay.
I'd say any. Kind. Homemade grocery store.
Well, convenience for homemade ones would be like a 3.
It depends if you made them the day before or the day of.
Yeah. Like, are you making these high? Do they have weed in them?
Let's say, like, someone made, like, your grandma made you chocolate chip cookies and they're in the kitchen. Like, they're already made.
Well, what the fuck?
Let's do those cookies.
That's
but also,
a 5
like,
for convenience.
I feel like even you can grab them. You can find chocolate chip cookies like anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'd say 5 for convenience.
Okay.
I'd say
taste
five.
Holy
delicious. Even if it's a bad chocolate chip cookie, it's not that bad.
It's a good chocolate chip
cookie. Sugar and chocolate.
You can't go wrong.
You really can't.
No. Unless it's burnt.
Yeah.
Really burnt.
How bad you feel the next day, it depends on when you eat. But like,
yeah.
You know, if you have a few, you're not going to feel bad.
I'll do five for that. I feel like it just depends.
Because it's also easy to like, you eat a couple, done. You know, with a bag, your hand keeps slipping back in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You grab two cookies, that's all you grab. You're too lazy to get back up and get more. But I think, like, honestly, what else do we have?
I feel like there's another category.
Mess.
Oh, the crumbly.
They are crumbly. There is big potential for crumb.
Yeah.
Big potential for crumbs.
Four.
I might even
three.
Three. Because you can't even avoid the crumbs.
Yeah. Imagine if one of these is a Nature Valley bar or whatever. It would get
fucking zero. Okay. That's the chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Funyuns.
Ew.
Lots of Funyuns. I've never had Funyuns.
Neither have I.
Let's skip a Funyun. Zero all around.
Gross.
Combos. I also have never had a combo.
What is that?
I think it's like pretzels and crackers or something, like a mix of something.
We're Canadian, guys.
Cheetos. Let's do Cheetos. And then we should move on to our own.
I feel like Cheetos is just like tops. The chips. The same for convenience and everything.
Yeah, but
oh
mess,
my God, the fingers.
Mess is a little bit lower because of the fingers. And I think guilt.
One.
I think Cheetos make me feel shittier than chips because what the fuck is a Cheeto?
Yeah.
It kind of makes me feel like, ugh. None of that was like, it was very artificial. After a while, you're like, bam. But chips.
Yeah, chips are, I don't know. I can pass that more as a, I don't know.
Oh, the next
are they crunchy Cheetos?
I'd say, I don't know, both are similar.
I remember I saw one that was just straight up Jiffy, or not Jiffy, what's that called? That marshmallow?
Marshmallow fluff?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one on a list.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's too sweet for me.
I have never.
I can't do that.
Liked marshmallow fluff.
Okay.
But I saw, listen, one more.
Yes, of course.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Compared to the cookie.
That's 5 out of 5
like
all around because,
that's
well,
the
it might make you feel
one.
A little
oh.
shitty because I think it makes my, it's pretty sweet, you know. You
cookie
can
dough
eat a
makes
lot.
Me feel like crap if I eat it. You're right.
It's really sweet. So maybe like 3 on like how shitty you'll feel because I'm really like, wow.
But it's superior
but
when it comes to the mess.
Because you can just eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, you can eat it with your hands.
Cookie dough and cookies both have flaws, but in different ways.
Okay, so those are like the suggestions that they gave us on this stoner.
Now these?
Thing. I don't know.
I wrote down a few, like, we can tell you our top. I made categories because I can't just tell you my favorite munchie.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too much.
It's too hard.
That's too much of a loaded question. So, I have our top candy, top chocolate, top chip, top cracker.
That is different. A good, important difference. That's an important difference.
Top dinner that, like, you make at home. Our top go-to, like, fast food. Top, like, basic, like, sit-down if we were going to go out to a restaurant. And our top favorite, like, drink. Like, that's not water when you're high. A little delicious sip. And, I mean, it's 24, so, I mean, we can just say our top, or we can rate them and go over.
Well, let's just go through it. We'll see.
Okay, what's your top candy? Like, right now. Like, it doesn't have to be of all time.
Oh,
like, you don't have to really, like...
I actually thought of this beforehand.
Yes.
And I was thinking about just Halloween candy in general, but then I was also thinking if we were doing the rating system, how messy that is. Because you
have
little
fucking
packages everywhere.
Yeah.
Because you eat way too many. Right. And it's also, you feel disgusted with yourself because you keep going so up. Many. Getting up
it's
for more.
It's easy to eat a lot of them. Yeah. The little packages of them.
That's been my top candy recently because I love having this selection. But, like,
which individually one is your top candy?
Oh, my God. That's...
Or just gummies.
Okay. Oh, so it doesn't have to be chocolate, though. Shit. What recently...
your top candy and your top, like...
Recently, it's been fuzzy peaches.
Fuzzy peaches. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a fuzzy peach? My top candy is always Sour Straps. Sour Ribbons. I don't know. You can get them at the dollar store, and we've seen them at Food Basics for a knockoff brand. I love a Sour Strap.
Never mind. The mine best are candy nerds. Ever. Mine are nerds.
That's what I thought you were going to say, and I thought you were going to say it's low for messiness because I know you've been eating them because I see them. They're all over the floor and the couch. I'm like, what is under
Maddie
my foot?
Is always
and it's a little
a
nerd. I'm like, please, not the nerds. Little nerds, but I love a sour. You know me and my Sour Straps.
Yeah,
I can't because I'm not a huge candy person. I love chocolate, but there's something about a Sour Strap.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
They are good.
They're the ones that you can peel apart with like all the different colors,
and you can get them at the dollar store.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah,
and I found them at Food Basics.
So convenience is really good for that.
Yeah, because they're cheap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next.
Top chocolate. Either a chocolate bar or, like,
oh,
chocolate.
Fuck.
We always buy, like, the little bags of, like, chocolate bar pieces. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling them.
Okay. Crispy Crunch, maybe?
Crispy Crunch. I'm going to say right now mine is, like, O. Henry. I've been loving O. Henry right now.
Or peanut butter M&M's.
I like peanut M&M's. That's kind of an all-time go-to.
Yeah, we should do all-time. Peanut butter M&M's.
I just like, M&M's. If we know it, we know it.
You
can't go wrong with an M&M.
You can't.
Okay, what's your top favorite, like, chip?
But I think, wait.
Oh, yeah.
M&M's are actually pretty bad mess-wise because when I've been high, I've lost an M&M before and it's melted. Mm, and then color gets everywhere.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with M&Ms.
Yeah.
Really fucked.
I think that the O. Henry's are good unless you drop one, and that would be very messy. But
yeah,
they're pretty easy not to drop because they're pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're easy to find.
But it's definitely, you need a glass of fucking water with an O. Henry.
But it's easy to, like, then you don't eat too much.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
it's so much.
It's good to have a feel here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Top chip. Mine is Cool Ranch Doritos.
I have to say, I like a plain chip with dip, but I like a all-dressed chip when I'm high. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the go-to. All-dressed chip. Ruffled? I prefer a ruffle.
Yeah, ruffle is way better.
Ruffle is superior.
Especially when it comes to the plain chips and dip, too. I love ruffles.
I love
plain
ruffle
chips
too.
And dip. Can you hear that in the headphones?
I think it stopped recording. Okay, wait. Sorry if that paused. The cars outside made the feedback protection go off. So, love that.
Yeah.
We're living in the city.
Maddie actually got a massage with someone who is nearby.
Like, right down the street.
Like, literally.
She's a massage
right
therapist.
There. And what did she say to you?
She said to me, she was like, so you hear the cars too?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, girl, I hear them.
It's so annoying.
They haunt me. They haunt my dreams. Now they're haunting the podcast. They're haunting all of you. It's horrible. Anyway, all dressed chips. What's your top cracker? And Cool Ranch Doritos. I also love Cool Ranch Doritos. Make nachos.
Oh, God.
At home with Cool Ranch Doritos. I'm going to say my top cracker. It's really a tie. I would classify, like, a crispy mini as a cracker. It's between, like, a dill pickle crispy mini or a Cheez-It. A Goldfish is a very good contender, but
Goldfish, the cheese trio.
Mm, those are good. I like a spicy Cheez-It.
Mm-hmm.
I love
the
spicy
extreme cheddar.
It's kind of amazing. Okay, What's your favorite at-home dinner when you're high? Or should we save the last ones for next time? And then we can give our, like, good tips.
And we're not rushing. Some of our
good dinners.
Yeah. Oh, true.
And I love having stuff to be like, tune in next time to find out the rest.
Yeah, we're already at 30 minutes, guys. That passed so fast.
Yeah, and then, because then we can talk about...
We have to name the bong still.
Oh, true. Let's do that then. And then we'll save those for next time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about high dinners.
Guys, ooh, I promise. We can
give our favorite recipes.
Yeah.
And some stories of how hard it was to make some things when you're high.
Guys, I promise we won't talk about food all the time, but food is a big part of smoking weed.
And it's like, what else would you want to talk about? I hope you have snacks right now.
Yeah. Smoking, yeah. Okay, so let's try and name the bong.
Yeah.
Fuck,
okay, so the first name that... a boy name that popped in my head was Simon. But I don't want to name him that. But I'm just saying. It has to be, like, kind of that type of vibe. But, like, you know, like, that weird, like... I wish you knew what you had. She said it was, like, a nickname.
Yeah. Like... I can't remember what it was.
Buddy. Skippy.
I don't know. It was something weird. It was something fucking weird.
Bazooka.
Zeke.
Ezekiel. Hey guys, this is my bong. We named it Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. That's funny.
Zeke for short. We could name
That is funny. Ezekiel, Zeke for short.
Because it's kind of like, that's kind
of
quirky.
And Ezekiel makes me think of like someone going do-do-do-do on, like, a fucking trumpet. And the mouthpiece is so big. It feels like a fucking trumpet.
And
it's
also biblical. And I love to think about God when I'm smoking a fatty.
This is Ezekiel. Zeke for short.
Hey, Zeke.
Hey, Zeke. guys, let us know if you approve or have a better name down below in the comments.
Let us know your fave munchies.
Oh, yeah. We want to hear it.
Let us know your go-to dinners this week so that we can talk about them next week.
Yeah. Anyways.
Follow us on all the socials.
We posted a reel on Instagram today.
You know, and the thing... keep going, sorry.
And it went fucking crazy. Like, so many people saw it in such a short amount of time, and then it just stopped.
But the thing is, so I meant to post all of, like, our TikToks on Instagram in Reels, but I totally forgot since, like, episode 22. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to post them all, but I'm only going to post it to Reels because I'm like, who even uses it? If it's people we know, like, well, then sorry that you use Reels as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, random people aren't going to know what episode we're on. So I was like, whatever. But some of them I think I forgot. I think I post on the timeline as well. Because you have to, like, flick a thing every time and
whatever.
Just posting a lot. But I don't know. It went crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? I got, like, 13 likes all in a row. It was like, boo, 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 boo. And then it just stopped. And
but then the views went crazy. I was like, whoa. Anyway.
Crazy.
We won't let y'all go. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Please leave a like, a comment, a follow, a review.
A hug and a kiss. Yeah, go to Google Reviews. My sister left us a little silly review. And I'm not going to tell you what it says. But you have to go see it. And when you're there, see for yourself. Try to make an even sillier, nicer, funnier comment. Choose one.
It's a competition.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Love ya.